Hello, dear one, and welcome. I'm really happy to welcome you to this program. It's called Say Yes to Yourself Without Guilt or Doubt. And let me just add, saying this yes with confidence and conviction instead of guilt or doubt, which is what we're used to. In this program, you'll learn how to connect with your truth, your yes, and how to trust your yes, and how to trust your vision and your longing, and also how you as a woman can feel empowered and embodied and make a difference in the world just by being you. My name is Pernilla Lillerose, and I have a very specific reason why I want to share this program with you. I remember this reason so clearly as my 5 months of hell. And looking back, this hell event, or this specific reason, is what started my awakening journey into becoming who I am today. It started a good 30 years ago in the late 80s when I still lived in Denmark. And I started meditating according to a book by a man called Joel Goldsmith, Joel S. Goldsmith. The book is called Practicing the Presence. Now, Joel passed away in the 60s, so I never got to meet him in person. But the way his book came to me clearly tells me that it was an intervention from him or from the other side. So I really want to say, thank you, Joel. And I say that with a big smile on my face, even though it put me through the ringer. It really put me through hell. But I started reading this book and started his meditation practice. And I'm here to tell you that it completely changed my life. So I'll just share a little bit about it with you now, and if you want to hear the whole story, you can find that on my website, Divine Feminine Flow. Anyway, as I was following Joel's instructions from the book to meditate on a Bible quote that says, "I and my Father are one," suddenly one day, because I'd been doing this for a while, but suddenly one day it felt like the heavens opened up. There was light and love, and the most amazing energy was pouring through me, and it filled me with a blissful intensity that I had never really experienced before. So all I could do, I just fell on my knees from my couch. And I prayed to this energy or this God. I said, please never let me stray away from this again, or never let me stray away from you again. All I could say really was thank you, thank you, thank you. It was so amazing. So I can probably say that I got a first-hand taste of what this quote, "I and my Father are one," is all about, or was all about. But, however, and too bad for me, unfortunately, it didn't last. So here's what happened after that event. I basically walked in and as this energy for several months before all hell broke loose. And as crazy as it may sound, in a few short hours, I literally went from heaven to hell. And this hell lasted for about 5 months, and it was intense. It started one day after my dance class, and I loved my jazzercise dance classes in those days. And afterwards, I was sitting in my favorite coffee shop, sipping a latte and, you know, devouring another book of Joel's. It really had an impact, and I loved just reading more and meditating more and really diving into this energy that had taken over my life. so this big experience that I had had a few months earlier that made me sense or experience or feel God everywhere in everyone, it was really divine, literally. So as I was sipping my latte and enjoying being surrounded by this amazing energy of love, it was just incredible. And it's hard to put words onto such an experience. If you've had it, you probably understand. But you know, I don't want to go into all the details right now because that would take up too much time. But what happened was that a man approached me in this coffee shop and he asked me if he could join me at my table. And, you know, I said yes. I mean, hey, it was God herself, right? So why would I not say yes? And then he saw the title of my book. I think it was something like God Consciousness. That was one of Joel's other books. And that started a conversation about God. So we talked quite a bit about this God, and he knew the Bible inside out, and he was excited to share his knowledge. And then after a while, when I was ready to go home, he told me that he didn't have a place to stay. And he asked me, "Can I stay at your house?" So I just want to pause here for a moment. And I want to just ask you to notice what happens in you right now. What are you feeling or sensing in your body if you had been in my situation or even just hearing it? Just feel that for a moment, because that's really what we are going to learn from and build upon as we go along in this program. So what would you have said based on that feeling? Just take a moment and really sense into that. And this was actually a pivotal point for me, and it's a pivotal point for us as women. And it's super, super important to listen to. So just notice what you feel right now and make a note to yourself. You know, maybe it's familiar, maybe it's not. But anyway, for me, well, guess what I felt? I felt a clear no. And I told him so. I said something like, "No, I don't feel comfortable inviting a stranger into my home." And remember, I was in a very expanded state of oneness, of love. So here's what he said when I told him that. He said, "Well, it's not your home, it's God's home." And I went like, you know, because I was caught in the middle of what sounded like the truth, at least in my current expanded state. But I was also a little confused about what would be the right thing to do, because my mind kicked in. Now, I don't remember all the details, but he said a lot more to me, and it's such a long time ago, but it was all something relating to oneness, to spiritual truth, to biblical quotes and interpretations. And, you know, he was pushing some of my buttons big time. Guilt buttons. Yes. Well, guess what? I gave in. Yep, I gave in to his convincing quote-unquote truths. I doubted my own inner feeling of no, the one that showed up right away when he asked me. And I let him spend the night on my couch in my little apartment in Denmark. Now, this was not the end of the story. I wish it were, but it was not. It was actually only the beginning of 5 months of complete hell. And the reason that I am now doing what I'm doing, helping women like you and me, Because we're women who have never learned to trust our own inner wisdom and body language, especially when facing strong outer authorities. Strong authorities who argue against what we know, against your and my wisdom, our inner knowing. Often they're male, but not always. In my case, most of these authorities have been male. And they have been very convincing and convinced me that they knew better than me. And unfortunately for me, I believed them. That was a big part of my conditioning from my childhood. Now, I'm not going into the whole story, as I said. So I want to just say, for a long time after I finally got him out of my life, out of my home, I was wondering how could such horror happen when I was so open and so surrendered and so one with the divine. It was a mystery, and my goodness, it was intense. But what I found out after years of lots of therapy and lots of deep inner introspection and exploration, it was actually very simple. And you can maybe even guess it. I had not listened to my inner no. I didn't yet know that this inner feeling of no that I felt when he asked me if he could stay at my home, that was just as much God as was my home, like he pointed out. Because it's all God, right? So how could I not include that feeling of no? Because remember what he said. He said, it's not your home, it's God's home. Well, today, of course, I would have had a very different response. And that's only because I've done my inner work and I know how to say yes to my no, to my inner no. So when I feel a big no inside, I say yes to that because that's what's arising in me. So just checking in with yourself, do you know how to say yes to your inner no and honor your inner wisdom? Because that's what we're going to do here. And what I have learned over these years, many years, is that the way I feel, a body felt yes and a body felt no, is a very clear way that I recognize as the divine speaking to me and speaking through me. And I'll be sharing more with that with you, how I recognize how the divine guides me. I'll share that in this program, because I want to help you recognize your divine guidance too. But then back in the 80s, even in my most exalted state, I was still identified with the conditioning that I, or shall we say, we as women have learned over a long time, over eons of time. At least 2,000 years. And that conditioning is to not listen to your own inner wisdom and to not trust your own inner wisdom and to not act on your own inner wisdom. And I would say that by the grace of God or Goddess, I was given the gift to learn this language, even though it was a very rough learning, and then help others learn it too. And I mean learn it well, not just the surface and easy stuff like, you know, do I want chocolate or strawberry ice cream? It's not separate, but it's not, there's more. So I don't want to undermine that sensory preference, because it does really start at this level to help you learn what guides you to say and feel a yes and a no. So we start where we are And it could be, you know, sensing into, do I want chocolate ice cream or strawberry ice cream? And then start feeling in your body what tells you that, what tells you yes or no. Or maybe yes to both or no to both. Now, I want to say that my training to become a certified Hakomi practitioner was a very big part of my transformation and the confidence in saying yes to my deeper truths. I started that training in 1999, and it's probably one of the most important and powerful tools that I've learned to really trust my inner and help others do the same. There's other things too, of course, like meditation. Self-love is a big, big one for me. That I also bring into everything I do. Awakening to my own inner divine presence and power, that's also a big part of it. And also EFT tapping, you may have heard of that, emotional freedom technique, EFT tapping. It's all, they've all played a big role in my own unfolding. And that's, of course, what I like to share with my clients today and with you in this program. So now that you know a little bit about my background and why this is such important work for me, let me share a little about what you can expect from this program. In order for you to say yes to yourself, you first need to know what you really want. What you really say yes to. And like I said, as women, we have learned to suppress our own needs and our own wants in order to take care of others first. And by the end of the day, we're often too exhausted to listen to our own needs. And we keep repeating this pattern or this cycle of not listening to our own needs day after day. And basically, most of us have learned to say no to ourselves that way. That's the conditioning. And this is why we need to learn to include ourselves too and learn what we really want, what you really want. And you need to uncover this yes to what you want first and get familiar with it again. This is the first step. In each module, we'll spend time in mindfulness and you'll be listening to guided meditations and you'll be learning body language. And finally, you'll learn what it takes to create the life that you long for. These are all steps to get there. And all this doesn't happen overnight. You know, we're talking about changing patterns and programs and habits, and that takes time. It takes practice. It takes a lot of repetition. It certainly takes patience and a willingness to practice a new skill. And this skill, in this case, is how to listen to your body and to your heart and to your soul and to your preferences. And how to trust it. I really want to invite you to start learning to listen to the depth of your soul and creating your life from the inside out. The thing is that self-doubt happens when you don't know how to trust your body language. So it really starts with learning that language. Most of us don't even know there is such a thing as a body language. We just ignore it out of habit and go to our mind for answers, and we go to our mind for decisions, or we go to others, and then we do what they do or what they say or what they want us to do or say or be. And you know, I know there's a lot of programs out there that teach you how to create a new future self, and I'm all for that because it's part of it. That is what this program, Say Yes to Yourself, is all about. But it is so essential that you first get in touch with your own inner deepest longing, what you deeply say yes to, and not just follow what someone else says or wants, no matter how good it sounds. There's a lot of amazing things being offered, and it's easy to get pulled in that direction through excitement and because everybody else is doing it. But maybe only 80% of what you want, what you say yes to, it maybe it's only 80%, but not 100 yet. So it's easy to overlook that last 20%. Because if that last 20% is a no for you, what then? How would you know if you don't know the felt sense of that language yes? Can you say yes to that no, to that 20%? And maybe it is more than 20%. It probably is for a lot of us. We feel some yes and we go with that, but we're not in touch. Maybe there's 80% of you that says no, but you just go with the 20%. So do you know how to feel that part in you that says no? And most of us don't. So we follow the crowds and ignore this inner knowing, because it's more than just 20%. We have to be 100% aligned inside. So that's why it's super important to become aware of all those internalized programs that have made you say no to your inner yes and no to your inner no. Basically, most of us run around saying no to all of ourselves, and we ignore that energy that wants to come alive inside. And that's exactly what I did, isn't it? And I've seen this happen so often also in spiritual circles, and which is also where I've done it. You know, it's easy to be pulled along with the crowds and ignore our deeper inner truth. So in the spiritual circles, if that's where you have been, so even though you may probably want what these teachings offer, and you probably do, but it may not be all your truth. And most of the spirituality comes from men, because women were not respected or honored or acknowledged. So especially as a woman, you can never skip over your own inner knowing that kind of knows something is not quite right. Do you know that feeling? That's what I had when he asked me if he could stay in my house. It's like, no, right? I knew this was not right. So this is where you can start saying yes to your no, which is exactly what I didn't do. I didn't listen. But in my experience today, that is how you bridge the gap between oneness or spirituality and your body's wisdom, your body's pace, your body's intuition and her knowing as to what is your truth. And your body will also let you know what is your next step. Learning your body language is an immense gift to yourself and something you'll get more and more fluid in, just like any other language. And at some point, you don't have to think about it anymore. Your knowing and acting, they're the same, they're one. They have become one only because you're not resisting or doubting yourself anymore. That's kind of where you create the duality and the gap between the two. Instead of just moving with the yes, you know, we block it because we're not following it. And that's where you start experiencing duality and struggling and suffering. So we want to get back into that flow. I want to give you a few tips to get most out of this program. I encourage you to trust the process, trust the process in this program and just try your best to leave behind any previous knowing just for a moment, just during this process. Maybe you're already really good at listening to yourself, and that makes me very happy. That's what I want for all of us. But since you signed up for this program, I want to ask you to just be open and curious and see where you can deepen and where you can learn more about you and live from a bigger, deeper yes, bigger, deeper yes to yourself than you have done until now. And if this is all new to you, now you can learn to create a strong foundation, how to live in alignment with your own inner truths. And this is really ultimately your own divine expression that wants to embody herself through you and as you, because it's the same. There's no separation when you drop into that. It's one thing, it's one movement, it's one expression. So I want to ask you to please bring a beginner's mind. And we always hear that, don't we? When we start something new, bring a beginner's mind. And that's the best way you can expand and embody it in a deeper and more profound way. And in this program, I'm including exercises and guided meditation in each module. So you have something to practice and deepen into. And these will help you embody your unique body, your unique body language, or your unique heart language or soul language. And I strongly want to encourage you to take time to complete the exercises and listen to the meditations. And I've learned over the years that the only way you can change old ingrained habits is to practice. Practice, 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 practice new ones and repeat it. It's like practice and repetition, practice and repetition. It's like old neural pathways. They are the default in all of us until you and until I change them. And this is why repetition is really important. And there is a lot of research done on this subject. And what I've learned is that doing it once, twice, or even 10 times, that will disengage the old neural wiring for a short period of time, and it will start moving towards a new one. This is a little bit, maybe a little too scientific if you're not used to that language, but I'll keep it really simple. But there is really, like, if you don't repeat a new pattern over and over and over, it goes back. The neural pathways will go back to the old one. It's not enough to create a whole new wiring by just doing it a few times. So you may have heard, you know, what fires together, wires together, but it happens over time before it starts wiring together. So we need to fire those new patterns, which in this case is saying yes to yourself, and listen to what you're saying yes to. So we need to do it a lot and practice a lot, and then you'll just reap immense benefits. It's kind of like going to the gym, right? You don't just go one time and do some push-ups, right? That will not do it. So you have to repeat it. This is your gym workout. The exercises and meditations, they will help you create these new neural pathways. So the time and the energy and commitment that you put into them will secure new pathways, and they need to be maintained until that's your natural default. Until the wiring has gotten so strong that they don't just fall apart if you don't focus on them. So it comes down to how much you want to live in alignment with yourself and your soul and your heart and your truth, and how much energy you want to put into it. Because we ourselves really are in charge of our own life. you are in charge of your own life. Nobody else is. So when you know how to listen and trust and act on your newfound wisdom and then repeat it, then you start creating a whole new wiring in your brain. And I certainly know from my own experience that these old patterns, they die hard. And some of them, they change pretty easily, but there are some of them, they just die hard. And you sometimes wonder if they will ever change, right? And, you know, I get frustrated too at times when things that I work hard on for a long time, try to change them, they just are stuck. But I've learned to not let that stop me and that some patterns just take longer. So please be really gentle with yourself because you're starting to change some old patterns that are so universal and so widespread. So really do it with love and kindness. And, you know, sometimes I even think that, or I know that they're not just mine, right? They're universal, and that's why we all hooked into this network. So I know that when I work on quote-unquote mine, my stuff, I actually work on everybody else's. So it's not all about me and it's not all about you. We're doing it for ourselves, and when we do that, we do it for everyone else. And that actually many times helps me to want to keep going because it's for the greater good. It's not just for me, and that feels good. So let's see. I want to also share a little bit about support and let you know that you're not alone. Breaking these ancient old hardwired patterns, it's not always easy. So I want you to know that it is really okay if you need extra support. So please, if you feel stuck or overwhelmed in your process and need more help, you can always seek me out for more personal support. And you can just go to my website, Divine Feminine Flow, and sign up for a discovery session. And then we'll explore together or discover together where you might need some help. And it's totally okay. I've done a ton of it. There is really going to be a natural phase in our evolution where we all still need some kind of support and confirmation or gentle coaxing just to keep opening up the doors for ourselves. Right? It's opening up the door to you. And it's the doors are so closed, so shut. So it takes reaching out and receiving support from others. It's part of the process. It really is part of the process. So please don't think that you have to do it all on your own. Going it on your own, it's like the lone wolf, you know, on the desert island. And it doesn't really work when you want to move into oneness, because this oneness is about cooperation and sharing and supporting and caring. It's a whole new paradigm, and we are not meant to do it on our own because we are one big bundle of oneness. So trust me when I say I have reached out for a ton of support along in my life. It's really true. And I know I was reluctant too. I thought I had to be able to figure it all out on my own. But I know how essential it is now. So I completely embrace it when I need help. And I reach out for it. I sign up for something and I receive what I need. So I want to encourage you to open up your door too, so that this whole transformation is going to be easier and more fun and not so lonely. So please make use of what's available as long as you need it. So let's see. With all that I've shared so far, here's the big question for you. And just feel inside what your body responds when I ask you this question. How deeply do you want to live from your own wisdom and say yes to you? How far are you willing to go? And this is really what is at the crux of the matter. And the results will be accordingly. They will be according to how deeply you want it and how much energy you want to put into it. This is where you will find your results. And in these 5 modules, you will be learning and feeling what you really want and how to know without a doubt what is your truth and what is not. What is your truth and what isn't. Your body language is your best ally, and it is a language that you will learn during this program. You'll master it by applying it daily for the rest of your life. You'll know what a yes feels like and what a no feels like. And also, I'm including what a I don't know feels like. We often push past or through, past the feeling of I don't know, because we think we're supposed to know. But in this program, you will also learn that I don't know is just as much part of the process as everything else. So I like to say, if there is an I don't know, you can say, I don't know yet. I don't know yet. And it's okay. It will come. But if you wait, It will just show up at the right timing. So you'll be practicing that, and you'll learn to trust it more and more. And then eventually, the more you trust it, you will start acting on it. And this is exactly when you'll begin to create your new life. Not anybody else's, but your new life from the depth of your soul, from the inside out. You'll manifest your future self from the inside out. I can't tell you how important that is, because then you are coming from the oneness of who you are. The divinity inside of you is really what is expressing itself through you and as you, because you are learning its language and its expression and the feelings of it, the sensations. It's like opening up the door from the inside and letting this imprisoned, conditioned self unfold and evolve to the next level as you. It's your future evolved self or expression. And I created a formula called the ALL formula, A-L-L. All formula years ago. And that is the foundation to opening this door. This all formula, A-L-L, the A stands for allow, the first L stands for listen, and the last L stands for love. And we will use them all during this program, and I'll be showing you how. So we talk about allowing versus resisting, listening versus ignoring, and loving versus, pushing it away, going the other direction. Really, this is a very strong foundation when you incorporate that into your life. It's powerful. Okay, I think we got the basics down, and let's dive into this first module now. And let's take a look at what you really want in your life. Or shall we say what you want out of your life? And what has not happened yet. See, I used the word yet, right? So we're going to look at that. And times are changing rapidly. And the ways we used to find fulfillment in life are not current anymore. You know by now that the perfect job or the perfect partner or winning the lottery, all that stuff, that's not really what you came here for, is it? And not that there's anything wrong with having that. Absolutely not. It's part of it. But there's more. There's better. There's more expanded. There's more embracing. There's more peace. So our fulfillment is not in having those outer things, but those outer things are a manifestation of the inner. So if you feel empty or unhappy in your life, it's probably because these outer things are not fulfilling anymore. Can you relate to that? And instead, you're beginning to feel a stirring inside of you for more. More love. More fulfillment. More purpose. Deeper love. Deeper fulfillment. Deeper purpose. Can you feel that? Now, this kind of purpose and fulfillment can only be found in the depth of your heart or of your soul, in your longing, right? It's in your longing. That's in the alignment. That's when you're in alignment with the divine. And it comes through the depth of the longing in your heart. And when we run into this unhappiness and life is just not fulfilling anymore, there is actually a term for that, and it's called divine discontent. Divine discontent. And it's a sign that you want to evolve and expand. Expand out of your ordinary life, the conditioned life that everybody else is living. And something in you know that it's just not right anymore. So what does that mean when I say align with the divine? Align with the divine. I love that expression. Ultimately, what we really want in life is that divine connection, that alignment. But the thing is that we don't know that until we actually connect with it. We might feel a longing, but we don't know what it is until it happens. And it certainly happened for me back in the 80s. I didn't know that experience before it happened, but inside of me, there was a longing for it. And this connection is lying dormant under all the rubble and all the rubbish of the world. And I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just the most outer expression of this depth of your inner alignment. And most likely you have, like most of us have, you've been looking outside of yourself for this fulfillment, but not with much relief. And at its best, it may have been temporary. But the purpose for being here on this planet, it lies inside of you, underneath all the areas where you have compromised your own truths. Let me just say that again. The purpose for being here on this planet, it is inside of you. And it's always inside of you, and it's underneath all the ways that you have compromised yourself. When you have not listened to your yes and you have not listened to your no. And as a self-love mentor, I want to just say that the lack of self-love, that is compromising your own truth and your own wisdom and your own vision and longing. And it's compromising what truly matters to you. And most of us don't even know anymore because it's been pushed so deeply and far away. And it takes courage to suddenly turn around, just turn around like that, and start loving who you are and trust what you know and, you know, go for what you want and stop compromising. That's a huge leap. So it's taken me a long time, and I would say it's ever evolving. It's not ending. It's not like, okay, I'm there. It's just an ongoing expansion and evolving. So just to let you know, if you feel a deep longing for something better inside, for something bigger, it's not wrong, okay? It's, you're not selfish or anything like that. You're just feeling the evolution of your divine that is expanding. I think I want to just share a little experience I had many years ago. I was in a meditation and I got the insight of what the real meaning is of desire, the word desire. I'd never thought of it. Most of us, we learned to believe that it's bad, it's selfish, and it's unspiritual, right? Desire is kind of something you need to let go of or get rid of. But, you know, in this meditation, get this, I was shown the real meaning and the real origin of the word desire. If we divide it up in two words, D, that kind of means from or of, and sire, that means father or king, right? The sire, king, a stallion, a horse, or the originator. So basically, what I saw, and it was really a revelation in the meditation, desire means from the divine. From the divine. So the energy I felt from this revelation was just amazing. And since then, desire has really been my close friend because I know the deep desire in my body and in my heart and my soul. It comes straight from the divine. And it is her way of guiding me to fulfillment in this dimension. And I know I said her, and you'll often hear me use she or her instead of he or his, because for me, it relates to my inner divine feminine. And of course, it's not really, there is no gender, but it is an expression and an experience. So for me, I like to use that term because it relates to what I'm experiencing inside of me. But feel free to use whatever resonates with you. And of course, the divine feminine that is coming back online is supported by my own inner divine masculine too, because they're not separate. They need to align and come in harmony. But the divine feminine in all of us has been so suppressed, so that energy needs to be allowed and invited into life also. And that way we can support it with our inner divine masculine, which is for most of us is a little too big or too much evolved where the other one has been suppressed. So what I want to do in today's module, I want to take you on a little journey. And what I want to do is guide you into your heart. I want to guide you into the longing in your heart and help you connect with what really matters to you, to you, my dear, not to anybody else, but to you. And instead of putting this meditation all in one here, I'm going to make that meditation in a separate recording for you. So you can just sit down and listen to it. Really take time for you. This is about you, for you. So let me just say a little bit about the meditation before we go there. I want you to know that if you don't experience anything or feel anything or are in touch with something that you really want, so you're kind of missing that feeling of what you want, please don't worry. Please don't worry. It's okay. The bottom line is that we always want something. And most of the time, we don't even think about it. We're not aware of it, or we may suppress it. But it's always there. So, if you're somebody who has suppressed your deepest desires from God or Goddess, remember, your deepest desires that are coming from your divine, if you suppress those for a long time, maybe even your whole life, don't think that one little meditation will make it all reveal itself. Many of us have a strong default way to suppress our longings. You may have a strong way of suppressing your longing, and you may not even be aware that you're doing that. So these are all things that we need to be aware of. This is normal when you start out. And that's why I say, please don't worry. Like I said, we want something all the time, whether it's chocolate ice cream or French fries, whether it's a hot or a cold drink, you know, whether it's going for a run or taking a nap, there's always something that moves us. And it is just as important to look and listen to all the small things and to feel what it feels like when you want something. You need to learn to feel what it feels like when you want something. And what we are used to is suppressing and not feeling what it is that we really want. And that's why it takes time. If you have a default button to suppress what you want, just be gentle with yourself. Be really gentle and kind. And just all you need to do is be open and willing to learn. Because this deep wanting or this deep desire that is coming from the divine, it will never go away. It can't, because it is not separate from you. So take your time, however long it takes, to get back in touch with that. And even if it is something like, you know, do I want chocolate or French fries? Do I want a hot or a cold drink? You just use those outer layers to start practicing that tells you like, yeah, I want this, I want that. You just start feeling it. It's just as important as feeling the depth of your soul. They're not separate. So it's like you connect with this energy, you know, on the outside, connected to chocolate or French fries, and then you start following it in because you start sensing the feeling of what that is, and then you can start moving through the next layer and the next layer and the next layer, and eventually your bigger, deeper longings are ready to be felt. And I want to just also say that for most people that I work with, it's very common when I ask what they want, it's most common that they say what they don't want, right? We're so conditioned to focusing on what we don't want and what we want to get rid of, but we're not focusing on what we really do want, so we're always moving in the wrong direction. Eventually, we want to turn this around and focus on what you do want, because that's how you're going to create it. If you keep focusing on what you don't want, you just create more of what you don't want. And I'm sure you've heard this before, but it becomes very practical here. It's not just a statement that you post somewhere on Facebook. This is becoming your real truth. And it's something you need to learn to really get in touch with, and then learning to follow that more and more. But if it should happen that the only thing that shows up for now is what you don't want, again, don't worry. You just start there. That's a perfect place to start if you can't access what you do want yet. Here's that word again, yet. Maybe it's like, I don't know what I want. That's okay. Just stay there. You may say, I know what I don't want. Great. But I don't know what I do want. Great. Can you stay in that feeling of, I don't know what I want? And then add the word yet. So we're going to explore all of that in the next modules too. We're just starting out in module one. So I'm going to ask you to just do your best. And that is always good enough. Okay? And when you're ready for the meditation, and when you can listen to it undisturbed, without multitasking, just go ahead and start the meditation. Thank you.